Dear invited guests and other summer service guests, dear sisters and brothers, as a text to begin this speaking turn, I thought to read from John 14th chapter, verses 25 through 27. I have spoken these things to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Be courageous. Do not lose heart. We have arrived at the summer services. Besides myself, surely thousands of other guests have also been waiting. I know that most of the guests have attended the summer services many times already, even dozens of times. I dare to say that for many guests and many families, there are two highlights in the yearly cycle that are eagerly awaited: Christmas and summer services. The days are counted down until both, until Christmas arrives or until we get to the summer services. Both of these occasions are connected with established customs in many families, and surely with traditions that have continued through generations. In our family, we have always gathered on Christmas Eve at 12 o'clock for Christmas porridge to listen as the Christmas peace is proclaimed from the balcony of the Brinkala house at the old great square in Turku. You know that situation. There, the city's protocol director urges the citizens to celebrate the birth of the Savior, Christmas, with appropriate devotion, behaving quietly and peacefully. Now we are at the opening of the summer services. Is not this occasion at least as solemn and full of expectation as Christmas Eve is in our every home? This is the day we have been waiting for, 0 nights until the summer services. Therefore, in the same way as the Christmas peace is proclaimed, I would like to proclaim the peace of the summer services and welcome everyone to the summer services. It is our wish that every guest may personally experience the words of our theme: Lord, it is good for us to be here. We ask that every guest would respect this event and one another so that all of us may have a good time here. We know that not all who wish to hear God's word are able to come, or do not find the courage, or for some other reason cannot come here to Gauhava. Yet you wish to participate through remote connections. You too, are warmly welcome to take part in these services. We wish to welcome every guest personally, above all, to hear the message of peace of which John speaks in the scripture passage that I read. Our read text is part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his own disciples. Jesus was with his disciples at the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday evening. He had instituted Holy Communion, washed the disciples' feet, and given an example of his willingness to serve by taking upon himself a task that belonged to servants and slaves. He then instructed his disciples to wash one another's feet. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example that you should do. I have done to you. Here we see a picture of the mission he left to his own. It is a picture of the task that we also desire to carry out at these summer services. Go into all the world and proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins to all nations. Among God's children, this gospel is still proclaimed for everyone to believe. At the Last Supper, there was a sobering moment when Jesus revealed his betrayer. One can only imagine how every disciple was startled upon hearing the words, "One of you will betray me." "Lord, who is it?" they asked. Jesus gave the dipped piece of bread to Judas, saying, "What you are going to do, do quickly." After eating the piece of bread, Judas departed and left the others. Jesus then relieved the situation by saying to the 11 who remained, to his own believing, doubting, perhaps fearful disciples, "My children, I am with you only a little longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." At these summer services, much will be spoken about love. Specifically, God's love toward mankind. This love among God's children is also seen in the various tasks of service to which we, who have the responsibility for organizing these services, have committed ourselves. This serving love springs from that peace of God of which our text spoke. These are the summer services organized by the SRK. Surely, all of us gathered here in Kawahuva hope and pray for peace upon the earth. We hear reports and the news of wars from around the world. They have already come close to the borders of our own beloved homeland. Our nation's state of preparedness is being strengthened. Preparations are being made to protect the people of our country and the integrity of our borders. As a nation, we are participating in the efforts of Europe and of the whole world to preserve temporal peace. Our Savior speaks of the peace brought by the Holy Spirit, the peace of God. It is that inner peace which every traveler on the way to heaven, every child of God, may experience. One becomes a partaker of this peace through faith. The gospel of peace, the message of forgiveness in Jesus' name and blood, we wish to proclaim to every listener at these services, wherever you may be listening to this message. This gracious message of forgiveness belongs to everyone, to you also, who perhaps are here for the first time as a listener. Everyone who wishes to believe this personally is a child of God and may be a full citizen of the kingdom of heaven already here on earth, here and now. You may possess the hope of eternal life. This same message, this same invitation, has been passed on from the beginning of time. At the summer services, too, people have rejoiced in this glad tidings of the gospel for 120 years. News from the world often brings unrest and even fear among us. May this message of forgiveness bring peace, freedom, and joy into our midst. Be courageous. Do not lose heart. Thus, our Savior encourages every one of us, even at this moment. The summer services have always been a place of meeting. Here we may meet relatives, friends, and acquaintances whom we have not seen for years. Here we become acquainted with new friends. We may exchange greetings with one another, share the joys and sorrows of life, and support one another with the gospel of forgiveness. Every believing person is a source of living water, a priest of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have the right to forgive one another's sins, faults, and shortcomings. We may rejoice that we are able to continue our lives with light hearts and clean consciences. The power of this gospel even transfers a person from unbelief to faith if someone hearing the word wishes to believe it personally. We who have had the organizational responsibility, the sisters and brothers from the Buhayoki, Kalioki, Varayoki, and other associates have been greatly privileged. It is now our turn to serve you, dear summer services guests. Paul's words to the Galatians. Faith works through love, have become a living reality. Selflessly, you have continued to give your time and strength to the work of preparation. From the bottom of my heart, I offer my sincere thanks to every one of you who has taken part in these responsibilities. A great deal of work has been done, but already for several years before these summer services, we have had the joy of hundreds of encounters with various cooperation partners, landowners, authorities, suppliers, and with one another. We have worked closely together with you. For all of this, we are deeply grateful to every one of you. The cooperation has been smooth and has made the preparations for these summer services possible. It is safe for us to begin these Gauhava summer services, trusting that the Savior himself is among us according to his promise. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among you. Dear listener, our Savior himself wishes to come to your side, place his hand of blessing upon you, and encourage you to believe. You have permission to believe that all your sins, doubts, and temptations are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. May this gospel bring into your heart the peace that he has promised for all of us to possess. Thus, these summer services have now begun, and you are most warmly welcome here to Gauhava or to join us through the media.